Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Pastor Kevin Rollo with Lighthouse Community Church in Windsor, New York. Today is National Day of Prayer, and your church in Windsor, New York is taking part. What's the national focus for 2021?
The theme comes from 1 Corinthians 3, verse 17. Which says, now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we're wanting the Lord to pour out his life, his love, and his liberty. And we know that he's done that, but that's that focus to really press into God in prayer and believe God and see that released in our communities, in our schools, in our homes, in our churches, and around the world.
Yeah, you mentioned liberty. I think sometimes people who don't know Jesus have heard that he loves them, but I don't think they realize also that he brings liberty. His ways are not meant to constrict us.
Absolutely. I mean, the Bible says, he who the Son makes free is free indeed. So Christ is all about freedom. He wants to free us up from the former things that held us captive, fear, frustration, worry, even disappointment in ourselves, and by his spirit, just put us in this place of such faith and trust and hope, even in the present tribulations that we face, if you will.
Yeah. Would you share what Lighthouse Community Church in Windsor will be offering for folks today who choose to pray?
Yes, we have a guided prayer service from noon to 12:30, and then we'll go the remainder of the time until 7 p.m., with open prayer again for those that come in. And at 7 p.m., we'll have another guided prayer service up until 8. So we'll have a prayer guide of suggestions and ideas and thoughts to provoke prayer in certain places.
Yeah, thank you for that. I've done something similar at my own church, and it was so neat because we would actually have stations around the church, and in each place, there would be a different focus. And that really helped me to slow down and concentrate on each of those different suggested areas.
Absolutely.
Kevin, we know that only a limited number of people who are close to you in proximity are going to be able to come and join you at your church. There are often things that hinder our communication time with the Lord, no matter where we live. Certainly things may work better for some people than others. What tips can you offer us to help us get over the hurdles to prayer, to lift our focus and put it on God and his desires?
Well, oftentimes I think people struggle with what to pray, when to pray, how to pray, and prayer becomes almost like this great big obstacle. But instead, if we can look at prayer from God's perspective, it's communication time with the Lord, where we can thank him, where we can praise him, where we can make requests, and where we can actually listen to God, because he wants to speak to us, not only through his word, but by impressions from Holy Spirit. So we take those obstacles down, and we can look at it as an opportunity to work with God in the place of prayer. One of the things that I think of in this is, I've been disappointed in myself that I haven't prayed, but I've never been disappointed in myself that I have prayed. So what I say to people is, start. Simply say hello to God like you're having a conversation with another person. And you can pray the word of God, and you can know that prayer works. We're working with God to accomplish his purposes. We make it a joy, not a drudgery or a task, but we see that prayer works. Our faith grows as we pray.
And on that idea, when we share with other people that we've prayed and God has answered it, and sometimes it's not even the way we would expect, he does things totally beyond what we might imagine. When we do that, it does build our faith.
Yeah, faith and prayer go hand in hand. You know, most of us, probably everybody, wants to do great things for God. But prayer enables us to do great things with God. And we see things accomplished, not always the way that we perceive it, but our faith grows and God accomplishes his purposes through that prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. My pastor often says, Lord, I don't know what you're up to today, but I'd like to be a part of it.
Exactly. So we're asking God to do what we can't and for the strength for us to do what we can. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, I picture this little kid who's struggling to do something on the floor, and daddy is right there, and daddy is more than able to help. He sees his own little kid getting frustrated with the task at hand, and papa is just longing for that little child to say, Daddy, will you help me?
That's exactly right. And he tells us that the father who sees in secret when we pray will reward us openly. You know, so we don't necessarily know what those things are, but we know when we go to God, Father God, and he loves for his children to come to him. And when we just make those things known and we talk with him and have fellowship with him in prayer, he says he's going to reward us openly. And the fruit of that will be seen in our lives and the lives of others around us.
That's Windsor, New York pastor Kevin Rollo. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.